Well, it works for products or services. I have one on my website, and this is, let me hold it up for you here. This is my little book. It's called Publish Like the Pros. It's 88 pages, and I offer a PDF of it for free on my website. We're a service business. And basically, what you put in your lead magnet is what's in your head. The questions that you answer over and over and over again, the questions people are most likely to ask you about your product or your service. If you're offering a product, then you can start in your lead magnet can talk about your customer service. Maybe it's better than other people. Maybe you care more. Maybe it's more personal than what other offerers of the same product are putting forth. Anything that makes you unique and answers questions is what goes into your lead magnet. There's no rules, really. It's what you think is best from your own experience interacting with prospects.
Welcome to Biz Help for You, the show that saves you the expensive learning curve by providing advice from industry experts in every facet of the entrepreneurial journey. Too many small businesses collapse. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, 20% fail within their first year, and less than 35% make it to their 10th anniversary. The goal of this podcast is to change that statistic. So if you're interested in learning more to be a successful entrepreneur, tune in today.
Now, let me tell you a little bit about my guest today. Michelle DeFilippo, the proprietor of 1106 Design, operates an author services company committed to empowering authors throughout the entire book production process by providing comprehensive services without compromising authors' vision, rights, or royalties. DeFilippo ensures a seamless journey from manuscript to market with a focus on project management. Authors experience a professional level service that transforms their manuscripts into aesthetically pleasing and marketable books, fostering a sense of pride in their work. You can glean insights into customer-centric services and effective project management from Michelle DeFilippo's approach to the author services industry. So, Michelle, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Candy. It's a pleasure to be here. I appreciate the opportunity to share what I know with your listeners.
Well, I'm looking forward to the conversation, but before I get into questions I have for you on the topic today, I'd love for you to just share a little bit of your story of becoming an entrepreneur.
Okay, well, it happened a long time ago. My first business I opened in 1980, and it happened when I moved from New York City, where I was a graphic designer and able to make a decent living. I moved to Phoenix. My husband and I moved to Phoenix at that time. And I got here and I found out that I couldn't make more than minimum wage in my chosen field. So I worked in Phoenix for about 4 or 5 years. And then I decided to open a business and see what I could do on my own. And I can't claim that I knew anything. I was sitting in my typesetter's office one day. At that time, typesetting and design was not done on computers. So designers like myself would have to go to a typesetting company and just walk away with strips of paper, which we would then cut and paste into a book or an ad or whatever it was we were working on. So one day I was sitting in her office and I just said, what do you charge per hour? And she said, at that time, I'm charging $50 per hour. So, you know, a light bulb went off in my head and I ran home to my husband and I said, I'm a fast typist. We can do that. What do you think? And that was the beginning of my first typesetting business back in 1980. And
nice.
It's been a long and bumpy road.
Mm-hmm. Well, while you were talking, I was even thinking of how things have changed. Like you said, I mean, typewriters, I grew up having to learn on a typewriter. And I remember my grandmother talking about how fast she typed on a manual typewriter. And I was doing the electric, which was so much easier. And I remember the Ditto machines in school where we had to put the thing on and turn, make copies and stuff. So just your talking about that reminds me of how things used to be and how different everything is now. So I want to talk about today, we're going to be talking about lead magnets, of course. So I would love for you first, in case someone doesn't really know what the concept means, maybe they're new in their business and they haven't heard the term, what is a lead magnet?
Okay, well, some people are not, like you said, familiar with the term lead magnet, but I think we've all experienced them. You go to someone's website and they offer a free document of some kind, a white paper, tips and tricks, whatever it is. Sometimes these are distributed through social media now, but it's anything that you offer to your prospective customer before they make contact with you. And lead magnets are great because they allow people to learn more about you and decide for themselves in a non-pressured environment whether or not you might be a good fit for whatever it is they're looking for. So it applies to all businesses, and it doesn't have to be anything complicated, but it should, because I have a design background, my advice is always to make it look as good as you possibly can, because it is the first impression that you are giving to your prospective customer. It's not something you should throw together yourself and just put out there.
Well, and you mentioned a couple of things, like it could be a white paper, like a tip sheet, but you know, what are the kinds of products that can be put into a good lead magnet? I know some people are probably thinking, well, I do a service, I'm not sure like what would really be good. And then of course, if I have a product, how do I, you know, get that out in the market? So I'd love for you to touch on that a little bit.
Well, it works for products or services. I have one on my website, and this is, let me hold it up for you here. This is my little book. It's called Publish Like the Pros. It's 88 pages, and I offer a PDF of it for free on my website. We're a service business. And basically, what you put in your lead magnet is what's in your head. The questions that you answer over and over and over again, the questions people are most likely to ask you about your product or your service. If you're offering a product, then you can start, and your lead magnet can talk about your customer service. Maybe it's better than other people. Maybe you care more. Maybe it's more personal than what other offerers of the same product are putting forth. Anything that makes you unique and answers questions is what goes into your lead magnet. There's no rules, really. It's what you think is best from your own experience interacting with prospects.
Well, and I love what you just said too about answering some questions. So how would you put that into maybe a document where someone, you know, will ask, like, what is the service that you offer? How much does it cost? Or how do I work with you? Or, you know, those types of questions too. How would someone put that into something that would generate the interest to bring in those potential customers?
Well, you know, what I do, like I said, on my website is I offer a PDF of a booklet, but I also offer, I have these booklets printed. I offer it on Amazon as well. And sometimes I'll hand it to a customer when we're meeting in person. So it's very fluid. You know, we would have a conversation with you to see what it is you're doing, how you think you should best communicate with people, and make some suggestions based on our experience and what you want to do. It's all customized. It's not it's not a template. You know, I think everybody's had it with canned products and canned services that you're supposed to fit your business into. It's just the opposite of that. Here's where you're putting your best foot forward to help your prospects and even your customers too.
For sure. Well, what would be like the key elements then that would make a lead magnet really stand out and capture the attention of your target audience?
Well, it should be well designed, like I said, and a good place to start is with the questions that you get most often. Because when people, my sense of it is, when people visit a website, they're looking for information, but they may not be ready for a conversation yet. And I don't know about anybody else, but if I start seeing pop-ups and somebody and chatbots, and I find that very annoying and almost insulting. So a lead magnet is calmer. It lets people download something, maybe read it at their leisure. It's a little more detailed than what you might put on a website. And it just lets them make the decision. Gee, I like the way these people think. I think I want to reach out and schedule an appointment and get more information. It's a window into who you are and how you're different than others.
Well, I agree with that too, because a lot of times I think when we are going to a website, doing a search, you know, finding out about a company, we're not ready to buy yet. We're just trying to gather some information. And I do agree that all of a sudden, you know, you get to a site and like 5 seconds later, something pops up, like, you know, it's like, Wait, I'm not ready for that too. So I agree that this is probably a much better way to at least get some information to them that they can read and then follow up when they're ready.
Correct. And the technology exists now. Like I said, you can offer it as a PDF for instant download. If it's a booklet, printed booklet like mine, you can actually put a link on your website where they can order it, and maybe for the cost of shipping and handling, which generally covers the cost of printing the booklet, so it really doesn't cost you anything. For those people who maybe are older like us, who like to hold a print book in their hand, but it doesn't disappear with a click, and that's the key point. You know, they might order a booklet and put it on the coffee table or the night table and not get to it right away, but they'll get to it eventually. It won't throw it away. It won't get buried in 5,000 other messages that come through every week.
Exactly. Well, can you share an example then of a success story of how a lead magnet has significantly contributed to closing more sales?
Oh, well, it's my own experience, right? So we offer book publishing services to independent authors and others, and that in that regard, we do full length books. But I was writing blog posts. I had about 60 of them accumulated, and I talked to my editor and I said, maybe we should put this together into a booklet. What do you think? And she took my incoherent blog posts and she turned them into a booklet. And I can't tell you how many jobs it has gotten us. It people go to the website and they download the booklet, and then they sometime after that they reach out, send in our contact form, and they say, I loved your booklet. It was such a good overview. And I'm not bragging here. I'm just explaining what others can do with it. It explained many of the questions I had. It answered a lot of questions that were swirling around in my mind. And I'd like to know more about working with you. I can't count the number of jobs we've gotten from it.
Well, and I'm thinking as you're talking about that, there's probably a lot of people that have blogs and hadn't thought of taking these different blog posts and putting it together in a booklet. So if they wanted to do that, like you have done, like what are the things they need to know about how that would be successful when you've got, maybe, I don't know, like you said, maybe you have 10, 20, 30 different things that you could pull and put together, but they're not sure how it all should go together.
Well, I would just say whoever's doing this doesn't have to be a writer, because that would we would pick up with the editing and the organization and so forth. But what the business owner needs to do is pull together the key points that they want to talk about. That's not something we can do for you, right? That's what you know best as the business owner. So, and it can be rough. Just throw it all in a Word file. Don't worry about, whether every word is perfect. Don't worry about if the order is perfect. That's where the professionals can come in and polish it up for you.
So what are the unique challenges that authors face? Because you said you're helping authors with their books. When it comes to marketing and selling their books, because as you said now, some people want it on Audible type thing. Some want to just read it on a PDF because it's quick and fast, and some want an actual book. So I'm sure there's so many different things that go into each of those. So how can they have a lead magnet that is going to help whatever format in a book that they have?
Are you talking? I'm not sure I follow your question there. Are you talking about a lead magnet for authors?
So if they have, or they want to promote their book, right? So
Oh,
like you said,
okay.
there's different ways that they could have in these formats, and they want to draw attention to the fact that they have this book, right? So many people now are putting together things, and it's so hard to get out there in the world, so what can they do, whether it's like a lead magnet or some type of getting the word out there about what they're offering?
Okay, now I understand. I apologize. Well,
That's okay.
if the author has a website, a lot of our authors will put out a lead magnet, which is either the first chapter or the introduction of their book. It's just a tease, basically, to let people know what kind of information they can expect in the book, and hopefully that leads to them clicking on a link to go buy the book. Or sometimes the business owners that we work with who are putting out a book to support a consulting practice or a coaching business, they'll put in a little bit more information about themselves and how their coaching can help the prospects as well.
So is it good to maybe get testimonials then to put that in there, or is it more, it's better just to have your information that you put out into this document, whatever that is that you have? You know, what do you think in terms of, does it seem like self-promotion, so it's not good? Like, where does that fall in terms of you want to get the information out there and show credibility, but not have it come across in a negative way?
I wouldn't put too many testimonials, maybe one or two, and maybe at the end of the piece. The primary purpose of it is informational. In other words, be of service. Don't just self-promote. Nobody likes to be sold.
Right.
There's an awful lot of that around. So I would say just put yourself forward, how you can best serve your customer or your reader, whatever the case may be, and do it from a spirit of a good heart, not just pitching.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I think that's where a lot of people make a mistake too, is just, you know, like all of a sudden just trying to force feed information to you, I think, you know, and like you said, that could be overwhelming and turn you off where you don't even want to become a customer now, because you're thinking, if this is how it is when I first meet someone, or I'm just trying to get a little bit of information, you know, and it's this overwhelming. You know,
well, it's a new thing, right? We've been in business a long time, and you just didn't behave that way years ago. But the one that particularly annoys me, I don't know if I'm typical or not, is you make contact with a business, and then the emails start. Two emails every day, twice a day, and it's like, if anything makes me feel like a number, it's that. Because that's not a real conversation. That's just like, get on my assembly line and, you know, I want your money.
Well, especially if you didn't opt in, right? I have that too, where someone may just find my information, or maybe like I met them somewhere and then all of a sudden I'm on an email list and I'm like, I have so many emails already. And if I didn't purposely opt in, please don't put me on your list, right? If I'm interested, I definitely will follow up. And I think we're getting into kind of some etiquette on that too, you know, in terms of, so same thing. If somebody though has a lead magnet, one of the purposes though is to get someone on your list so you can market to them. But I think what you're talking about too is like over marketing to them too. So what do you think is a good amount of communication then if someone signs up and they now are on your list, so that they don't get frustrated with too many emails, but at the same time, you're not forgotten?
Well, we try to keep it sane, for lack of a better word. You know, I offer my book for free on my website for people who put in an email address, and that signs them up for our newsletter. Now, we don't put out emails every day or even every week. We put out one newsletter a month. And people can unsubscribe if they're not interested or no longer. I don't believe in bombarding people like that. I don't like it when it's done to me, and there's an old-fashioned word for it. I think it's rude. Maybe it works. So many people are doing it. Maybe it works. I don't know.
I don't know. I think people a lot of times just buy a list too, and, you know, just randomly send out emails to see if something happens, you know. So again, I think from a marketing perspective, we have to think about what our customers really want. Yes, we want to have someone find out about us, but at the same time, if it's off-putting, it's not going to do you any good anyway. Right. So, you know, using that appropriately.
Yeah. And so that's why I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, that's just to repeat myself. A lead magnet is calm. It keeps the prospect in control. You're giving them information, you're helping them, but then it's up to them to reach out again if they want to.
Right. Yeah. Well, and I was thinking too, a lot of people might think, well, I created a lead magnet. I was expecting, you know, to get some people interested. And yes, maybe they wouldn't buy right away, but I thought maybe over a period of time, you know, then I might be drawing in some people. And it's not really working the way that I thought. Like, what do you say about how they can improve what they currently have to attract those that they're looking for?
Well, you know, I would look at what the lead magnet is. Is it offering helpful information? Is it well designed? There's a million answers to that question. You know,
if it's well designed. Like, so is there someone they go to then to help get them some advice?
Well, I would be happy if someone wanted to show me what they were using, and I would be happy to offer a free evaluation, no obligation, and just tell them what I think. In my opinion, it's a designer's opinion, right? Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people do formatting on their own now, and we all have the tools to do various levels of formatting, but a designer is going to give you a level of design and page composition that maybe you wouldn't have thought of on your own if you don't have the training. And why would you? It's, you know, we're all specialists in what we do best because we're trained and experienced.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, and if someone wants to put together something with content and they want to make sure that it is information that they can use, it's original, you know, they're not copying someone, but someone might also say, well, this looks very similar to mine. Like, what do they do to be able to put something together and not potentially infringe on someone else that has something very similar?
Well, as long as you created it in collaboration with the designer or it's information that you pulled together, I wouldn't worry about that too much. You don't want to copy anyone else's document. But just right. In terms of numbers, there are so many people putting out so many documents now. I think it's virtually impossible to copy someone exactly.
Right. Well, hopefully nobody would purposely take someone else's information and use it as their own. But I guess sometimes people might think, well, this information is just so general, you know, like I'm giving tax information or I'm giving marketing information that there's other people that are sharing the same things and you wouldn't want them to say like you're, you know, copying, you know, what I have. So making you're comfortable.
You don't ever want to copy someone's words exactly. Mm-hmm. At the very least, paraphrase it and make it your own. Right. You know, like you say, the information is out there and a million people are even about design. Lots of people are saying the same thing. But if you say it in your own way, in your own voice, and you structure the document in a way that you think best, it's going to be unique enough. I don't think you need to worry about that.
And then, like you said, I think that just shows authenticity then, too, because it's you and it represents you and your company and not, you know, trying to mimic someone else.
Right, right. And then at the end of the document, you can say, we hope you found this helpful. If you'd like to contact us, here's how you do it. And you know, you don't want to bombard somebody.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If it's a fit, it's a fit. And you can never force a fit.
Right. Well, is there any other, you know, thing around like the lead magnets, or especially because you work with authors too, in terms of what they could be creating that you want to share that I didn't know to ask you?
Well, like you just said, our main business is serving authors of full-length books. But then I started thinking that there's an awful lot of people out there who don't necessarily need a full-length book. They're not interested in publishing a book because they've written a novel or even a nonfiction book. But there's a billion business owners out there who want to generate more leads and more customers. So I just thought I would put this out and explain what I did with my little booklet. And maybe there's others who would like to do the same.
Perfect. Well, I'd love to ask if you had an offer. I think a little while ago you had mentioned you'd be willing to review some things, but I don't know if you had a specific offer that you wanted to extend to our listeners. So now's the opportunity.
Okay, they can go to our website at 1106design.com. I have a contact form there, which is pretty much geared to books, but go ahead and type in your message that says, I saw you on the podcast and I would like to talk about a lead magnet and we will get back to you.
Perfect. And besides that website, is there any other contact information that you would like to share if they want to contact you?
Sure. My direct email address is md@1106design.com. And I answer all emails promptly.
Nice. That's a very simple email.
and if they just want to see my lead magnet, my little booklet, they can enter their email on the website and get the booklet. And if they're not interested in our newsletter, that's fine. Just unsubscribe.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Well, thank you, Michelle, for being a guest on my show. I really appreciate it. And I enjoyed our discussion.
Thank you, Candy. I appreciate it, too.
And to the audience, if you enjoyed today's topic and want to access the bonus question that I asked Michelle, be sure to click the link in the show notes. Thank you for tuning in today. Would you please share this episode with those you know and leave a review on your favorite platform? And if you find our show informative,
Would you consider being a financial sponsor to help me continue my mission to educate business owners? A link is located in the episode description, and no amount is too small. I'd really appreciate your support. If you are interested in connecting with our guest and receiving the offer they had to share, a link to our resource page is in the show notes. Finally, if you have any bookkeeping or payroll needs, reach out to us at 310-534-5577 or contact at abandp.com. My team and I are eager to assist you. Until next time, have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Biz Help for You. Please join your host, Candy Messer, again next time. Have a terrific day.